This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
And I'm listening through these thin walls, silent shame, as he called out my name. I was right next door. It's because of me. It's because of me. Because of me. She's gonna lose a man that really loves her. In the silence, I can hear their breaking hearts.
The following program may contain language or imagery that may be offensive to some listeners. Discretion is advised. This is KPFT Houston.
Oh. following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Galveston, and the internet. I would say Houston.
And the world.
Yeah, and the world. Houston, you're screwed. I'm sorry, I'm too honest for my own good. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Lucky the Irish, St. Patrick's Day. Someone's kissing our Blarney Stones. My name is Chris Harrison. I'm your co-executive producer for this evening.
And playing with my shillelagh over here, I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
I opened the door.
You certainly did. You deserve that.
Yeah.
Well.
What that button does.
We will be.
We can have fun playing with this tonight.
We're going to be intermittent in Houston this evening because
and there's
they're
no
working
pill
on
for
the.
That.
What are they working on?
Transmitter.
Okay. So we'll be on and off. However, we are on continuously in Galveston and on the web, kpft.org. So
we. And so if you're occasionally hearing us, you know, you can download us later.
Yes. Yes, we'll be.
I hate when my intermittent phone
will be up for a month. On this show.
Oh.
On this show.
I figure it sounds like you're overdosing on the blue pill again.
No. I've never tried one of those. I probably should. Definitely should.
It only helps you in the act. It doesn't help you create the act.
Ooh. Ouch.
Thank you. However, I had no problems a few weeks ago, so. Theater Suburbia presents Bull in the China Shop, and it's not a story about Chris.
I should get my pimp cut from a couple weeks ago there. I'm the one who set it up.
I know. This is a funny, funny, funny play, and it's playing through next weekend, March the 24th, so if you get the chance, go out and see that at Theater Suburbia. Call 713-682-3525 for reservations or dubcubedtheatersuburbia.com. And as always, you get the After Hours discount, which means call them up and ask for two tickets and you get one free.
Log off.
Ta-da. There you go. Pay for one, get one, and it's, you know...
You're really like, I'm supposed to go to the next topic. I don't have any papers.
Well, That's because we've got Evening with the Royals this evening, the Empress and Imperial Crown Prince are here from the Imperial Court of Houston. And
their mics are on, so be careful.
After that, we've got
I think they're on.
Whitney and Michelle talking about the ball next week. And after that, Black on Black. And so we've got a packed show.
And we wish you were here to join us.
Yes. So a few things before we get to Imperial Court of Houston. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star would like to announce an upcoming event. On April 15th is the IPR 23rd Falcon's birthday show at George, starting at 6 p.m. And on March the 24th, the IPRs of Rain 23, Falcon, and Kimberly O'Neill present Turning Back the Hands of Time at EJ's, starting at 8 p.m., a direct benefit for Legacy Community Health Services Facial Wasting Pilot Program. And then on the 18th, the IPR 23, Kimberly O'Neill's birthday show, March the 18th. That's like tomorrow, or today, tonight.
Soon.
I see, at the Burb, BRB. Party starts at 4, show starts at 8. That must be a hell of a party to last 4 hours. And one more thing, that is not the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. Come one, come all to Studio 54 Disco Fever Show at Tony's Corner Pocket, Friday at 7 p.m. Miss Gia, current Miss Gay Islander, Ms. Houston Pride Royale, Miss Tony's Corner Pocket, is presenting a show of shows in drag disco theme. Pull out your Afro wigs, platform shoes, bell-bottom pants. All performers welcomed and encouraged. That is Friday, March the 23rd, 7 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. And we'll be talking about, you want to talk about the Colt 45s? And the Big Men's Club?
Oh, that thing.
That thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, give me the script there, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But Colt 45, the Houston Big Men's Club, and Southern Country Houston have joined forces for a dinner and a show benefiting the Resurrection MCC Food Pantry and General Fund. The show will be pretty frightening. It's one that Hugh Hefner didn't want the world to know about.
Ooh, I'm scared.
You should be, because I miss January.
Oh, that is scary.
It is the Playboy Bunny Reject Dinner and Show at the Brazos River Bottom next Sunday.
Sunday.
March 25th.
It's gotta be hilarious.
Dinner starts at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. The dinner, it's going to be ham and taters, and
yeah.
I'm bringing desserts.
Oh.
Yes, the return of the Southern Comfortable Brownies.
I see. Can you sell those in a bar?
We don't sell them. We give them away.
Can you give them away in a bar?
suppose they boils out. Because okay.
Dinner is a... There's a separate price for dinner, right?
Yes, it's $5 in advance.
Five? Is that all?
In advance.
That's a deal.
So if you show up here now, I've got the tickets.
Now, there's a cheap date, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ham and taters.
Now, what time is that?
That starts at 6:30.
6:30?
The show starts at 7:30.
Okay.
And bring your bring donations, bring canned goods as well.
Oh, okay.
There will be crowning the Playmate of the Year, basically.
Oh, my. You're Miss January, and what's your name?
I don't know. There's part of me that wants to change parts, but right now I'm Banana Nicole Smith.
Banana Nicole Smith. I love it.
I'm going
just
to hell.
Love it.
So, yes, I still try to figure out what all I'm going to do, but it's my first time in solo drag.
Ooh.
So come out and enjoy. Like I said, if you want tickets, you can either see Tommy Allen with, or most of the members of the Colts, or if you see me around, which is not likely, I know you can stop off at Mary's on Wednesday and you'll find us there for the HCC meeting. So now you've moved into there. Yeah, so go. Grab a mic towards you. There.
Okay, it's time for an evening with the Royals. and of Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire, we have Gemini Empress, Gingivitis, and Imperial Crown Prince.
Royale.
Crown Prince Royale.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
About the title.
It's all about the correct title. Crown Prince Royale. Craig.
Before we get started, I got a question.
Yes?
What's with this sign, announce all three ways?
Announce all three ways?
Oh, yeah. And phone numbers.
The phone
Where's
numbers.
That?
It's right there.
Announce all three ways.
Oh, my goodness. All three ways.
I want to come here more often.
For three ways?
Yeah.
You ought to be here when we do nude radio.
Oh, no.
Oh, the audience thinks I'm kidding when I say that. We do nude radio here every once in a while.
Okay. I wasn't looking for that visual, but well, I'll deal with it.
We all have faces and bodies for radio.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And the more you drink, the better I look.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what's going on with Imperial Court of Houston?
Oh, we got lots going on. We had a show tonight.
We certainly did.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
Raised $501.
Roll me over in the clover.
Yes.
Do it again. I don't say that very often. Actually, I do, but we're not going to go there either.
I was trying to zip up on that, my mouth. Okay, I don't need to zip up anywhere else.
Nice saved carpet.
I only wear 501s.
Enough. And tomorrow, Sunday.
What a segue.
We are having our first of the year trash pickup. From Mary's.
Like nobody in Montrose has ever picked up trash before.
Exactly.
At Mary's.
Okay, we'll go back. What it's on Sunday.
Sunday. Where does this trash pickup thing?
We start at Mary's at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we split teams up and get on each side of the road, and we pick up all of the trash from Mary's.
Oh, is this Adopt-A-Block?
Yes, like okay. Adopt-A-Block.
Yeah. Okay.
And we end at EJ's,
mm-hmm.
and then we...
Wow, that's a long block.
Not if you're having cocktails after. You don't even think about it. And Her Majesty's serving breakfast before that. Her Majesty Ooh. And Imperial Princess Judy Greaves. She will be once she spends the morning with me. Judy Greaves will be serving breakfast. So y'all need to come join us for breakfast at
fabulous,
10 o'clock.
Fabulous.
Yeah, at Mary's. And then you can just go pick up trash. Again, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then end up having cocktails at EJ's.
True. Very
yeah,
true.
That could happen.
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
Moving on to Monday.
God, you're pushy. I like that. I mean.
On Mondays, we have movie night at Mary's with Montana.
Oh, yes.
That money all goes to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you can drop into Mary's. There's like four or five movies usually you can pick from. Majority Rules. The way I hear it, it's usually a three-hour movie.
Oh.
Not going to go there.
Mm.
There's snacks, popcorn.
Sometimes
there's
dinner.
Food. Yeah, yeah. There's been spaghetti. Yeah. There's been nachos.
Frito pie and hot dogs. And
speaking of Frito pie, my emperor served that. My emperor, who is disabled right now.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's going through what so many of us.
Well, you know, a lot of people have a lot of gall.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't anymore.
But his is gone now.
Yeah. Mine too. Yeah. Who would have thunk it? Who would know?
Yes.
Yeah.
My emperor had his gallbladder out yesterday. Bless his heart.
Yeah, he'll be walking funny for a day or two.
No, not the first time. Certainly not the last. I drifted off there for a minute.
I chatted with his other half this evening for a little bit.
Stephen drove down from Dallas to spend some time with him. That's wonderful. Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Craig, go ahead.
No, that's perfectly fine.
I have this thing of, you know, like laughing in my head and you doing the whole...
Exactly, he does the whole thing. You're the
straight
guy.
Man, so to speak.
Straight to the next... Never mind.
How about Wednesday?
What's going on Wednesday?
Wednesday we have the third of the competitions for the Silver Loving Spoon Fest. It's a talent contest our former empress, who's passed away, Eartha Quake, when she passed, we set up a scholarship fund, and we're having a competition at Mary's. Two of them have happened. The third one is this Wednesday. The winner this Wednesday will win a silver wine bucket.
Ooh.
They're quite nice.
Ooh, and then they're prizes.
Yes, and then we come back on the 28th, which is the following Wednesday, mm-hmm. and all the winners compete for the grand prize, which is a Reed and Barton Silver Tea Service valued at $800.
And it is flawless.
And
is
if beautiful. You'd like to see it, it's in the ICOH it trophy case at Mary's right now. Yes, naturally.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's a lot of fun, too, because the talent can be anything from yodeling to tap dancing to singing, basket weaving, yawning.
They won't really compete because I think the bar is going to get closed.
Yeah, anything you can do in a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the talent.
No, you can't do that.
And Mac, maybe, but not.
Yeah, my best talent, I can't do in a bar either.
Say what?
I was at Mary's during Louis.
Yeah.
What can't you do? I still have the marks, damn it.
How about Friday?
How about Friday?
Friday on the 23rd, we're having a show at EJ's at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
It is Everything's Bigger in Dixie.
And you don't want to go there either.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
is this starring Dixie? Dixie Normus?
My first imperial daughter, Dixie Normus, is hosting her first show, her and her imperial husband, Roger Barrera.
Oh.
Yes, so it'll be
interesting.
Everything's bigger in Dixie.
Yeah, that's what they tell
me. Oh, my.
At least she thinks so.
Good for you, Craig.
It'll be a lot of fun. And then Dixie's birthday is the very next day, the 24th. It will be Eric's birthday, and he is going to be with the rest of us at a show that's a tribute to one of our members who was killed in a car accident
mm-hmm.
just recently, China Capri. It'll be at Mary's at 6:30. And... That's gonna be a great, great show.
China Bonet Capri. Yes,
flawless.
Yes. Absolutely, she was wonderful.
Nice titties,
real ones.
Can I say titties in the radio?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
and they were real.
Yes, they were real.
They were flawless.
Yes.
Yep. What gay man doesn't like nice titties?
And what's on the next day?
Oh, the next day is Sunday.
Sunday.
The next day, Sunday, Sarah and I will have a show at Tony's Corner Pocket, and it will be Dueling Duets.
Oh, that sounds scary.
It's
going to
start at 6 o'clock. And there will be prizes awarded for the best overall presentation, the funniest presentation, the most serious presentation, and the best duet costumes.
Costumes?
And a duet doesn't just have to be singing.
Oh.
A duet could be dancing.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A duet could be sewing. Quilting. I don't know.
When you talk.
It's going to be fun. 6 o'clock, Tony's Corner Park at 25th.
Okay.
All of this is going to our RAIN beneficiary, which is the Legacy Community Health Services Drug Assistance Program.
Mm-hmm.
With 15% of the proceeds going to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
Now, why don't you explain the Drug Assistance Program?
The Drug Assistance Program is what most everybody knows as the assistance fund.
Mm-hmm.
People who can't afford their meds, it helps pick up co-pays. You have people who maybe have been laid off from work, their insurance is running out. It picks up their COBRA payments when there's money available.
Yes.
This helps put money in the coffers to make sure that there is funds available there.
Yeah. Very important.
Yep. And we always say that 15% goes to the Legacy Bowen. Lexi Bowen Fund, I'm sorry. Explain that also.
Lexi Bowen Fund, again, there are so many services in the city for people who are HIV positive, AIDS, whatever. What we didn't have was anything for anyone who is not positive.
An emergency.
In other words, you've got women with breast cancer. You've got men with breast cancer, prostate cancer, people who are down on their luck. They need help with rent, whatever. If you are not HIV positive. There are funds available. It's a maximum of $1,000 a year per calendar year to help with rent, utilities, car insurance, whatever. The only rule is you cannot be HIV positive, and mm-hmm. you have to have had a test within 30 days.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, everything revolves around AIDS, HIV, the whole nine yards. This is trying to reach out to people who have problems as bad as ours, anybody else's, but just don't happen to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea. It was started by Sean Carter when he stepped down as Apollo Emperor, and I think it's a fabulous thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, as usual, there's never ever enough money.
Right.
There's never ever enough. So, you know, 15% doesn't sound like much, but it's what we do, $1 at a time.
Yep. Yep. Great. What else?
Well, of course, again, on Monday, we'll have another movie night. On Wednesday, we have the final competition of the Silver Spoons contest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last Saturday of the month of March, the 31st, our Archduke and Archduchess, Rose and Jeff, will be having a show at Tony's Corner Pocket at 8:30 called Bad Ballads.
Ooh.
And they are
lousy, and lousy lounge.
And lousy lounge acts.
Yes. I've already, like, emailed myself the numbers I'm going to do just so I don't forget. They are.
It really is entertaining. That's what
it's
we'll
bad. A spade is a spade. It is bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love going to those because you sit there waiting for the next act, uh-huh. and as soon as you hear the opening number, you know, the opening notes of the song, you go, Oh, yeah, that one, it's so bad.
Yes.
And you relive it all over again.
Yes.
It's great.
And each one of them were horrible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Or played out, or just overdone, or just over the top, or...
Overdone? Ugh. I never.
What drag queen ever overdoes a song?
Do you have anything else on the schedule?
Except that the next Sunday...
Sunday
is April the 1st, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
And our very own Empress, Miss Ginger Vitus,
uh-huh.
and her Crown Princess Royale...
Sarah and the Showlanders...
are having an April Fool's show at EJ's on the patio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big success last year. They mm-hmm. had a,
very much so.
They had a great time with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, GCAM had a show there and raised a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, we were shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it
hello.
Paid our bills.
Sunny
for,
afternoon on
for
the
many
patio.
Months.
Cocktails mm-hmm. flowing free. Happy hour prices.
Yeah.
If you're buying cheap drinks, you can give me the rest of your money.
There you go. And be entertained.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, as entertaining as I can be.
You are very entertaining.
I try.
That's what I do. Well, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
I
a
love having you here for an evening
always
with the Royals. We always have a good time. And Chris, you have a little number?
That's next week. Oh, you mean music. I thought I'd get some music to segue into the next group.
Okay.
Because it is Whitney coming in, right? You wouldn't be paying attention to me even anyway. So.
I know. Just do what you're going to do.
I intend to.
I have no control.
Over the show,
I know.
Matter,
I know. I've just lost it all.
Or gave it away.
willingly.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that during the music.
Okay.
actress with Crack the Whip.
I like that.
Thought that was a little appropriate for what we're going into.
Indeed.
That's a transvestite dominatrix.
Yes. And what better way to introduce the Dareware Fetish Ball?
Absolutely.
With me tonight, I've got Michelle and...
And he's drawing a blank. This is such a... Look, it's payback from when I made a big embarrassment of myself on the show last time. That's pretty cool.
This is good.
Miss Men.
That works.
Whitney Men. Yes, Whitney is
that
here.
That works.
God, you know, the... So what's going on? You guys haven't been here in a long time.
We were going to have a surprise for you to make you lose concentration on the air, but I didn't think it was going to be me.
Surprise.
He doesn't need any help losing concentration on air.
but this worked out really good.
You gals have that on either side of you.
We have trouble on either side hanging out. We have with us tonight, we have Brian Crump, who's the body painter for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's going to dance. We got the go-go dancers tonight. You guys have got to see these men. They are so hot.
Oh.
Two of the most beautiful Nubian gothlings with fangs and contacts and hot bods. And they're all. And then we've got one other little boy that runs around with them. They are the people that work with Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at Numbers tonight for the Gothic Beauty Pageant. And one of them has long, beautiful dreads.
He's beautiful. Whoa. He is beautiful.
He is beautiful. So fine.
Both beautiful of them are beautiful. Tonight.
And they're just exquisite. And they have this other little boy with red hair. So,
red hair, blue meat.
It's going to be just crunchy, crunchy.
He's tiny, though.
He's a little bitty thing. And they're going to get body painted.
Not there, he isn't.
Yep.
I don't know. His girlfriend wasn't very big either. Yeah, Cyborg Savage on them, and then we found the girls to serve champagne during the VIP part of the party.
Which starts at 8:30.
8:30 to 10, there's free champagne and a human buffet.
No, the sushi bar?
I don't know if it's going to be sushi. I'm trying to get Nookie's Bakery. Nookie's, if you're out there listening, I really need you to sponsor this buffet, please contact me. I'm giving you a push.
We want the desserts all over the
Nookie's Bakery.
Nookie's
huh?
Bakery out in Sugarland. Yeah,
they do erotic.
And I wanted to make little cupcakes that look like
breast.
Thank you. I didn't know if I could say that.
Breast titties. You can.
Can you use any of those breasticles?
Yeah, breasticles.
What about
breasticles?
The BOO word?
The boobs.
Yeah.
The words you can't say are just listed right up there.
Oh, look how convenient.
Isn't that convenient?
That helps.
Just don't read it out loud to yourself.
We're all from your reading going.
That's so wonderful. Oh, dear.
I can't believe you can't say donkey on the air.
Pineapple. I used to work for a phone sex line, and we had a list of things that we could say on the 976 number, or things that we couldn't say on that one because it was FCC regulated, and then there was a different, a dirtier line that you could spend more money on. And so we had a list of things on the wall, and beside it was a list of suggestions of things you could say, like, let me yank on your monkey tool, and things like that.
And it's so weird. You can say Dick pricked his finger, but you can't say Dick fingered his prick. You know?
You can't. I mean, if you said it.
Of course, we're in that safe zone between midnight and 5 a.m.
Right.
Some people get abducted during this time.
And, you know, if any kind of word comes out, it's not the end of the world.
Okay, that's good to know.
The worst that we've ever had on this show, and I shouldn't even be saying this, but the worst that ever happened is somebody slipped out the big C word.
I'll make sure not to use that word.
Yeah.
Community, right?
Concubine?
Yeah.
Concubine. That's a big word.
Sorry.
That's a big word.
That is a big word.
So tell me more about the fetish ball.
There is so much good stuff going on. We have vendors.
Mm-hmm.
When you first enter the ball, you'll be entering the vendors area, which is called the gray room. Up there, we have the body painting available, which is totally free. He's only asking for tips.
Wow.
We have a professional photographer to capture you in your lovely fetish outfit that hopefully you will go buy at Dareware.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dareware are great people.
We've had them on before. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I always promote them because, you know, they're always... Every time there's a kink event, they have donated stuff.
They have always been
and
really
even,
loyal.
And even a lot of non-kink events, they donate stuff. And they're always, every time you turn around, I'm picking up a 15% off, you know,
I'm so lucky. On my email list, they send me special emails for me to send out to everyone that's on my friends list on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Michelle from Hell on MySpace. And
what else would it be?
What else could
just
it be?
Just two L's, no E on the end.
No, it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E from F-R-O-M-H-E-L-L. And that's on MySpace. So mm-hmm. you can find me, and I will put you in touch with people. And Martin sends me special invitations to get 20% off for my friends all
yeah,
the time.
Great.
He sponsored my clothing for my 20-year class reunion.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I showed up looking really hot. It was a good night.
You still got like 10 years left before you go to that one.
No, that was this year, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Wow. It was a lot of fun. Those people were really shocked to see I'd grown up to be exactly like they thought I would.
We also have a raffle that's going to benefit Legacy House.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like winner take all. And the package is about $1,000 worth
wow.
of stuff. It's a complete
wow.
dungeon. It's got a sex chair and flogs and restraints. And
every ooh, vendor has donated something to this package.
Now, you say Legacy House.
Mm-hmm. Formerly the Montrose Clinic.
Oh, okay. Legacy. Yeah.
Yeah. Legacy okay. Community Health
Center. Yes.
And,
because they
the,
have
all the money from the raffle
programs over there
is going to them. Yeah. It's none of this. A portion of the proceeds, all of it's going to them.
Wow.
Every bit of the raffle money.
Wow.
All the money from the raffle is going there.
But you must be present to win at midnight, because that's when we're going to draw your ticket.
That's
but we have a dragon's tail being donated. Mm. We have a matching set of double flogs,
mm-hmm.
ankle and wrist restraints, a paddle, a blindfold, and then a $400 power sex chair.
Wow.
If you want to preview that, that's at 4, like the number 4, powersex.com.
I saw that. You sent out a really long thing.
Yeah. Because I got to promote everybody who gets involved. If you get involved with me as your event promoter, I guarantee
you. But it was fun, you know, to scroll down and read all this stuff.
And all those pretty pictures.
Yes.
And the community representation that mm-hmm. we're getting. We finally got the community backing us again. The NLA
good.
Is coming out.
Good.
Thank you, National Leather Association. HPEP got them to come and play along with us. And then Safari Club is one of the first groups to sign on. And Eros just came on. And we have the Bondage SIG being represented.
Mm-hmm.
Each group is going to have representatives at the table for an hour giving out information about how to get involved in the Houston leather and pansexual communities. I have always supported both, and I wish everybody else would, too.
Mm.
We all share the same kink.
Absolutely. You know, orientation has nothing to do with it. Gender has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's all about playing.
Yeah, it's all about having a good time. It's called play for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got acts coming in from San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
Cadaver Cabaret, which is a burlesque show.
Wow.
Out of Dallas.
Out of Dallas, they're coming down.
This is a big event.
This is a big event. This is going to rock. It's just going to have so much fun.
Now, where is it?
At the Meridian
downtown, and it's Saturday night, the 24th. The tickets are available in advance at Dareware.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper if you buy your ticket in advance. I promise you, you can save a couple of bucks.
Stop by the store, get a ticket,
and buy a new outfit.
The Meridian is located at 1503 Chartres.
Mm-hmm. It's the feeder road to 59.
Yeah.
Right there on the other side of the freeway from the George R. Brown Convention
cool.
Center.
Cool.
And it's an amazing venue. They have enough space that Couples Touch gets their own private room. Couples Touch is a swingers
nice.
Group here in town that's sponsoring the event.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really wonderful. They do a lot of stuff all over the place. And they've got their own private
room. Believe it or not, I've played with swingers.
Swingers crowd are neat people. They're really opening up to the S&M crowd. They're giving us some venues to utilize that we haven't had afforded to us for many, many years. We've struggled to find places to have events, and
mm-hmm.
now we're finding places like Club Cave designing rooms specifically
yes.
towards kink play.
And Club Dreams off of 290
mm-hmm.
has, you know, they're going to have events.
Well, I guess these places said, if these people have enough money for all of those outfits, they must have money to buy drinks and go to a club and all of this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as far as fetish balls go, the ticket prices are cheap. I mean, you can go to other major... We're the fourth largest city in America, and we have the most affordable kink across our city and our state.
You're not a 501c3 organization?
No.
No,
okay,
we're
so
not.
We can't mention the ticket price, unfortunately.
Okay, no. I'm okay. Sorry. But
that's okay.
But it's reasonable.
But it is reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable, and it's, you know, a wonderful event. He's been doing it 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's used this venue before. The way it affords... Oh, one of the things we have three rooms. We have the vending room when you first come in, mm-hmm. and there is seating out there where you can see the downtown skyline.
Ooh,
it's really
that's
beautiful.
Nice. That's nice.
We're going to have a lot of stuff available out that way, and then when you come in to the next room, which is the red room, there is going to be a fully supplied dungeon
mm-hmm.
by John of Twisted Interiors. We love you!
Twisted John.
Twisted John is the bomb. And, he has always provided the equipment, and mm-hmm. he makes the most amazing leather-covered crosses with hand stitching.
Wow.
He has iron work, because he also does custom cars, mm-hmm. like those, you know, Pimp
My Ride.
He makes
great cages.
That's cool.
Ooh.
He's incredible, and he's super hot, and his wife, Dawn, we love her, too. She's incredible.
So if you're kind of vanilla, would you have fun?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every party I host, if you're vanilla, you'll still have fun. Because
I know
you.
I know
beautiful
that.
If you
I
like pretty
answer.
People and looking at hot dancers,
mm-hmm.
Go have fun.
Mm-hmm. No matter what your orientation or gender.
Everybody's
yeah.
got to think. Everyone
if you
has
don't
a
know what it is, this is a time to come find out.
Yeah, we'll explore yeah. your kink. Just
we'll
let us know.
You.
We'll help you to do it.
This is where the experts go.
So tell me about this body painting stuff.
A body painting? Yeah. What do you want to know about
well,
it?
Well, what do you...
How do you
people
paint?
Disrobe back into a state of, you know, like their birthday suit.
Yeah.
So it allows for a blank canvas to turn mm-hmm. them into creatures, paint, you know, business suits on people. And what I like is I'm a little bit different than a lot of other body painters because I have experience with, like, prosthetics and things like that.
Yeah.
So I know how materials interact. One of my favorite things to do is take liquid latex and coat, like, a model or performer in the liquid latex and then airbrush on top of it because acrylic adheres really well to it.
Oh.
But you have to be careful with acrylics because some of them have toxic pigments in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you know what ingredients
oh,
are in
okay.
them.
Oh, okay.
But the
very
point
good.
Is
you know, you're new,
yeah, you
know
can paint
stuff.
A person into, you know, a creature or, like, we're talking to Michelle about maybe painting, like, some kind of a really nice, elaborate suit where she looks all, you know, flapper or something.
Yeah.
But then also soon she can just rip it off.
Ooh.
You know, so it's like the skin underneath, but instead of opening a jacket, you're actually ripping paint. You're ripping a canvas off of yourself.
He's going to actually do a number during the VIP hours where he's mm-hmm. going to have a girl. We're going to use him in Theater in the Round mm-hmm. on the dance floor where he's going to have a girl and he's going to paint her into the canvas. It's going to, she's Ooh. Going to be a piece of the art.
She's
going to
disappear and then reappear as art.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
So she'll
wow.
come
that's
on stage.
That's our opening act. He's got
wow.
Your
wow.
VIPs get in at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
General admission is at 10:30.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what time you come, it's going to rock.
Okay.
It's just going to have fun. There's
something during every hour.
Every hour.
We have something going on every hour. Our family, the Serpentarium, has the first opening show. We go on, I think we decided we were going on at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I've got a number that I'm doing with my new pet. You should see my boy. He's so pretty. He looks like Jesus.
Ooh.
Michelle from Hell Found God. And he has angel wings on
he
his
does
back.
Look like Jesus.
He does look like Jesus.
Oh.
But he's amazing. And so we do the opening, and then we have one of our brothers in the family, Mr. Matt, is going to be doing a bullwhip number.
Mm-hmm.
And then our lovely Miss Whitney and her adorable pet are going to be doing the highlight of the Serpentariums. They are the headlining Serpentarium family members this experience.
And we're doing the anniversary because it is 6 years to the day. And the first time that he came, it was we took him to a fetish ball.
6 years to the day.
Then they met.
And I.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
6 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that.
So we're going to make it really, really special, and really, really messy, and really, really naughty.
Yes, this is the
special. And
very nice.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And then Temple of Flesh. I don't know if you remember. Steve of Destruction, but Temple of Flesh is a group out of San Antonio, and they have an event on Easter weekend, which they do at Sam's Burger Joint. They do it every year. And this year's theme is Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Dareware event, they are bringing us a wonderful set of lovely crunchy femmes to do some kitty cat number. I don't know exactly what.
That. Crunchy femmes. Kitty cat delicious. Number.
Mm-hmm. A little kitty cat number.
Rather the, snackish, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, the girls are very tasty crunchy there. You see the ones I've got for the buffet.
Some more like the cinnamon churros.
Oh, we're doing something a little different with the buffet. We're going to probably, instead of having all females like they've done previously,
we're having males and females.
Good.
We're going to have a male and a female at least.
Some eye candy for the gay guys.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I cater.
Always.
You know, my first husband is married to a drag queen and has been since we got divorced.
See?
So my children's father is a gay guy. So I have, I'm a total fag hag. Let's just face it.
I know it. And you're so good at it.
Well, y'all like boobies too, so it works out.
You like boobies.
We do.
I think we're partial to nipples.
I don't know. Every time I'm in EJ's, y'all always want to like go plonk, plonk, plonk and squeeze on them. And I'm like, okay, they're real, guys.
Because they're real, yeah.
Yeah, and you're just going to hurt them. So be nicer to them. But I love all y'all at EJ's.
Well,
he does
you're my
honey.
Yeah. Might have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just there tonight for another show.
Was my favorite bartender there, that tall, beautiful?
Yes, he was.
Hey, I don't think I can say his nickname online because it's kind of dirty.
Candy Butt.
Candy Butt.
Ooh.
But that's not really the nickname. It starts with an A. But yeah, that's his nickname. Next time you go up and you see Jared, the bartender, call him Candy Ass.
Candy Ass.
Call him Candy Ass and tell him Michelle sent you. And tell him you want sex in your mouth because that's the best cocktail that boy makes. And if you can get him to do it in little tiny boxers, you're even more lucky.
Ooh,
or at least get him to wash your dishes. He looks hot doing that, too.
Candy ass.
Yeah. Ooh, I just ruined
it. Makes my tongue hard. Yes, it does.
That's called revenge.
Well, this sounds great. So you've got...
It's going to be fun.
You've got folks from the gay community involved in this, too.
And LA is coming out
and
to work
the
on a community table.
That's
and
good.
The latex...
Rubber boys.
The latex boys are coming out.
Uh-huh.
They contacted me after I posted to the Louis list.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
I wanted a drag number, but nobody responded. So I'm upset with all of y'all.
Ooh.
I really, to me, I would like to see all of our communities come together.
Yes.
Every age, every sexual preference, everything. We are rejected enough by the outside society.
Tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I understand what y'all feel like. I mean, no, I'm not a gay man, but I'm a female dominant. That's just as bad, honestly. I mean, I'm a bright female dominant, which makes it worse.
Well, you know, we are really ahead of the game in Houston, actually, because we have the drag and leather communities that mix together, and you
right.
don't find that in big cities elsewhere.
Oh, that just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Because you get that
It's all drag.
Promotion.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. It's all costuming. We all like to wear funny clothes.
Yes.
Except Selena. She doesn't.
Think about the better input you get from having a more diverse crowd. More
yes.
People.
Exactly. Exactly.
And think how much more we could accomplish if
mm-hmm.
we were all working. Think how much better the parties could be. Oh, my God. And we might even be able to change the laws. Oh, what
imagine
a concept.
That.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we figure everybody has a fetish, no matter
what. Of course.
Whether they
you taught
to,
me that.
Yeah,
I thought I was vanilla, and you taught me that I really wasn't.
You're not vanilla. You are no way vanilla.
And I had no idea.
The shirt makes you a little strawberry cream.
Yeah, well, pink is my favorite color. So let's start from there. However, I am the top.
That's right.
Believe it or not.
He is a daddy.
And I like to smack nuts around and, you know, do... Little things like
we
that.
A lot of squirrels at work.
Yeah, I like to chew on nipples. You know, that kind
little
of stuff.
Pinch, little tickle.
Yeah.
Slap the pickle is what my boy calls it. Slap the pickle, mama. You got it, baby. Anytime.
The opposite
slap
for girls is called flipping the bean, I believe.
Is that it?
Flipping
I don't
bean?
Know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get to do that, so.
Oh.
We've got some great DJs that are coming out, so everybody can come out and dance.
Okay.
And there's a variety, and there's plenty of dance time between shows. Each act is going on the half hour, so you'll see Temple of Flesh at like 11:30-ish, and then, actually, the headliners, though, the girls, Cadaver Cabaret,
mm-hmm.
they're
going
to go on right at 11:30. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Temple of Flesh goes on, and then the cabaret comes on. And these girls are amazing. They do gorific burlesque.
Ooh.
There's going to be power.
And it's true burlesque. It's just nuts.
strippers that don't take their clothes off.
Yeah, these girls have been doing stuff out of Dallas for a while now. They're very enthusiastic. They're cute. They're gory. They're goth, and they're sexy, and they're just... I found them online, and again, MySpace, the most incredible networking
MySpace
resource.
It's incredible.
Amazing what you can do.
You have a MySpace account, Jimmy?
Not yet. After hours does.
You should get two. You should get one.
Don't mention that. I haven't updated that.
No.
Oh, you're so busted.
You need to get it.
Naughty, naughty boy. What can we do?
I'll let you be my friend, Chris.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to make my own, a different MySpace account for myself. It was going to be Online Predator.
I wanted to have one with a bear because I swear there was like, you know how they always like make fun of MySpace saying that it puts people at risk, blah, blah, blah. So you always see this thing about some predator or whatever. Well, the same time I was hearing about all this stuff, there was some report about a grizzly, and you know, the sad thing is it killed a child, which is not a trivial thing.
Okay, we might want to mention that Brian probably doesn't know what a bear is.
Well,
those
bears can be dangerous too.
Yes,
yeah,
they can.
On an even lighter note, on an enhancement of that bear, I've actually been to a fur convention before as well. So
good for you.
I know the extremes of many
good
different
for
things.
You.
So
good for you.
Did body painting there as well.
Yeah, the bears are some cool guys. We like you, bear guys.
I jumped cartwheels, you know, all these things, but yeah. But the bear had, they put the advertisement for, like, the bear warning, but it looked just like a MySpace profile. I was like, there's a predator
There you go. And people will make goofy ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds exciting, and
it's going to be great, and we are now involved. Our family, the Serpentarium, now expands across all four major Texas cities.
Uh-huh.
Temple of Flesh is a branch of our tree, which are the people that, again, are doing that event in October. Oh, I mean, in April, and then they have another one in October. I'm sorry. They do two a year, and they're both really fun, and we'll be DMing the one in San Antonio, and I think we're bringing dungeon equipment, too.
We're bringing all the dungeon equipment.
Twisted Interiors is coming again.
So what all does that entail?
That's in San Antonio, and that's Temple of Flesh, and they do the most incredible theater production. They
have humorous.
A written script with music and musicals. It's professionally done.
Wow.
A full cast and costuming. Steve's incredible. He's been doing it 10 years, too.
Wow.
Steve and Krista, you may have met them.
When does this
That's Easter Saturday.
Oh.
Up in San Antonio.
Okay.
4 hours away. Well worth the drive.
Yes,
these folks rock.
And they have at Bucky's.
Stop at Bucky's because they got big beavers. And I'm saying beavers in that regard.
So there you go.
And Steve has vendors out there for everybody. The bar is great. The burgers at Sam's Burger Joint, which is attached to the venue, are incredible. Their posters support all the great Texas musicians like Ian Warren, Joe Ely.
Yeah.
And they do this Easter one, and then they do one in October.
Okay.
And they have DJs that come out. I believe DJ Shock does every one of his events. And so we're associated with them now. And then we've got another family member up in the DFW area hosting parties.
Great.
She's working out of the Sanctuary, you know, the public dungeon up there.
I've heard of it.
She's doing events pretty frequently. We were just up for one, and I went on the auction block for her to help raise money for Midori's AIDS bike race thing.
You bet.
And we bought a bunch of people and ended up with a hotel room full of freaks. It was a lot of fun. We really did have a good time.
Do you have Jell-O?
No, we don't need Jell-O in our family. We don't need anything stickier than we already are. But in May, we're going up in May to teach. I'm going to be teaching double flogging and the varieties therein.
Wow.
And we got another friend.
Don't laugh, but I'm teaching negotiation.
How to negotiate. We got to teach some people that when the minute you start talking to us, that counts, and we're taking you on your word. So if you say we can kick you, we're kicking you.
Let me tell you something about, you know, I knew nothing about the leather community 10 years ago or so when I first asked somebody to come in and do a segment.
You had some hot leather men, too.
And one of the first things they talked about was negotiation. And I got to thinking about that, and I said, you know, I know I'm vanilla. That's what I believed back then. And but this negotiation thing, I think I could probably use it in my relationship.
In all relationships.
All relationships.
And it really does work.
So what does it entail? What is the
negotiation? It's communication.
It's communication. It's saying,
this is what I
need,
want.
I want, I like.
Yes.
I can't, you know, and if you are open with, it doesn't matter who your partner is, or even if it's not a partner situation where...
A casual acquaintance.
Casual.
No, it doesn't even have to be play or yes. sex or anything.
No, and, you have to negotiate what you want and what is good for yourself.
It's a friendship. I mean, it's any relationship. I do it with my children. My children do it with me.
You've got to negotiate. You've got to negotiate.
Yes, you do.
And,
yes, you do.
And the communication has got to be open enough. And you have to be strong enough to hear those communications. Yeah. Because somebody's going to say, look, I don't like, and it may hurt your feelings, but you have to respect at least they said, look, I don't like this.
That's right.
That
and, you know, that I've been with my partner 28 years now. And when I first heard about the negotiation thing, we were kind of, it was a little rocky there. And that really, really helped the relationship.
Because, yeah, it opens up. All kinds of doors.
And here I thought I was never going to learn anything from a leather man.
God.
Surprise.
It's a useful tool.
Yes.
I learned a lot from leather guys.
Me too.
And leather women.
The lovely ladies of Whips. I did not know that female dominance. I came to this community 10 years ago, and I came to the pansexual community first. And I came in as a bottom. Because at heart, I am a masochist, and I do like pain. And it was real funny. Within a year, I had switched. I was playing top. I had come out of a relationship where I was a slave for 3 years, came to the community as a bottom, and then switched sides. But there were not many leaders in that zone. It was a very male-dominated community, and there was a lot of... The people who took the time to mentor me taught me my tools. I'm very adept at all of my tools because these wonderful males taught me the physicality of the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Miss Whitney was someone who was around, but she scared me, and I didn't want to talk to her.
Because I learned from the Leathermen. If you look really mean, they won't approach you. But if they have the balls to approach you, they'll be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. There's a respect that like, if you're around people that know what they're doing, there's an art, there's a magic that, like... I mean, there's times where I'm around some of my friends that are female doms, and they have, like, that motherly, caring nature, but they also have that friend and that person that's, like, a sister, too. You know, they have that balance and communication skills.
And that's what I learned when I finally found my way around to the Women in Power Society. Hi, Evan Elizabeth Ann. Whips. The wonderful ladies of Whips, they taught me the joys of being a femdom. They taught me that I could learn to be very creative and take on things in a different perspective than the male dominance could give me.
Well, I think it's just, there's a difference. I see where the Leathermen have such excellent protocol.
Yes.
And that they've, because of the stigmas of society, have successfully ran an underground so perfectly for the last, you know, thousands of years, probably.
Yeah.
And it's just now starting to open, you know, up to where they're coming to more society-open events.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the LLA is going to be at the community table, and we're going to have great music. I hope everybody's out there. I have a great person, DJ Polly Paul, is doing my music. In there, Bill? We had to give him a Polly special Paul. Name, DJ Polly Paul.
Okay.
And we hope to see everybody out there.
It's 18 and up, by the way, so, you know, if you're a little young,
come out.
You can still come out. We don't mind at all.
18 and up. That's really good to know.
Whatever your fetish is, wear it. It's TABC legal, of course.
So we would like your nipples and your genitalia covered at all times.
Men don't have to cover their nipples.
If you don't have an outfit, we can come get painted up, have an outfit.
Come get painted up. Come buy something at the event from our vendors. We have corseteers that are going to be there. Ooh. We have toy makers that are going to be there. All the equipment in the dungeon is for sale. Please talk to John. He will be the head DM. He's a good-looking bald man in a kilt. That way, if we get to throw you out, a boy in a sticker up does it.
God, a kilt. Oh, my God. No, that's my fetish.
Yeah,
oh,
he's hot. Yeah. He's bald.
Ooh, he's really hot.
It's really, he's really, really, really sexy.
Wow.
And, you know, come by, grab a couple raffle tickets. Legacy Community Health Center needs the cash.
Absolutely,
needs
the
cash.
They do.
And
they're worth it.
You could walk home with a whole dungeon.
Yeah.
And the tickets are going to be $1 each.
Yeah.
They're $1 each.
Cheap.
And
that's
then,
a good raffle.
Oh, but it's a really good deal because at $20, we give you 30 tickets.
Oh.
At $50, we give you 100. And at $100, we give you 200.
Wow.
So you could get a complete dungeon setup for $100.
Or less.
$1.
$1.
$1 ticket.
Right.
We'll also accept donations, too.
Of course.
Always will.
We'll always accept donations. If you don't want to keep up with your tickets, we'll gladly take your money.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And I want you back at much sooner than
our annual.
Yeah. We will.
We'll be back. We're going to be doing some stuff here in town.
I'm glad you like your present, too.
I love the present. In fact, I'm going to talk about it right now. You brought me your present of someone I love very, very deeply. Jim Vaughn, who used to be here as the producer of Esoteric Adventures, and I was his smart-ass sidekick.
All those notebooks.
And You brought back a picture of him with Dyke Mike.
Yeah.
I really missed too. Just a sweetheart.
She's supposed to be listening, he's supposed to be listening, however you want to call it. Mike's supposed to be listening. She's moved up to Wisconsin?
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But she's
the land
in
of cheese
right
and white
now.
Denton, Texas?
With her pretty little girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, you should see her girlfriend.
She always has beautiful women.
This girl. She's going to be at the event. She'll be one of our door girls. We have family members rotating out for door girls, and we got hotties.
I miss Jim.
I do, too.
And I've had this fascination where I'm starting to print out pictures, and everybody's got to make their own families. And you see, everybody's got all these nice little family pictures. They have this whole wall of, you know, this is nephew this, this is nephew that. But when you're in a community where you don't have a lot of blood family, you fill your home with pictures of your family.
You bet.
So I figured you needed more pictures of family.
We had a really long discussion about Jim the other night, as a matter of fact.
We had so much fun. They were in that Dallas trip where we were on the auction block, and
I just never.
You should talk about it.
I just. No, we got to.
We got to go. Oh,
but
sorry.
I just want to say that I miss him deeply. I never thought I would ever be this deeply in love with someone that it would hurt so bad when he's not here. And I'm not giving up.
No, you can't give up.
He'll come home and visit.
And so
he's got radar.
I've got a song to play. What?
But before we play it, I have to let you know you're listening to KPFT Houston.
Yes.
Well,
that's not the song.
shine. Welcome to the Negro League. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this. It's American history. See what it is to be blackmailed.
Blackmailed.
See a real life conspiracy. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this. It's American history.
We missed that song last week, last month. We got our signals crossed. You know, you can't call during daylight hours to hear. These people don't know that we're queers.
I know.
We don't let the people in the daytime know there's queers on this radio station.
At nighttime. Well, I certainly take full responsibility.
Oh, no problem. Like I said,
that.
We're in the, this, you know, after we talked there, I tried sending an email. I had the wrong email address.
Ah.
I spelled everything out.
Okay.
It didn't get bounced back, so apparently
somebody,
a millionaire
somewhere
in training at Yahoo is spell out every single word and letter in that is somebody out
somebody
there.
Somebody has it. Oh, so they received a message.
Yeah, that's all I said. I hope this is who I want to send it to.
But thank you all for joining us. This is going to be wonderful. I've just had a wonderful experience sitting with Chris, finding out what happens behind the scenes while the show is going on, and I think I want to be behind the scenes now. From now on, so I'll probably be up here quite early to sit with Chris and go through the prerequisite for the show, and then afterwards the post show that goes on.
I just perused the net. There's nothing dirty going on.
Nothing at all. But I will certainly be joining a couple of sites Chris introduced me to. That have been wonderful.
Yeah, remind me to clear the history.
Absolutely wonderful. We are here. I think some of the top things in the first quarter of 2007, one of those being the announcement of Barack Obama running for president, which I absolutely think is wonderful, and I'm certainly looking forward to what America will show it's made of once we get into the crux, into the thick of the election and all of the debates. I'm certainly looking forward. There's been some talk that the biggest problem may be coming from Black America, and there have been a lot of articles written concerning the readiness of Black America for a Black president, or one that will run in the place that Barack has run. I think some of the statements have been how different he is from his predecessors, such as Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, which, let's be honest, came off to America in general as more of a novelty than a serious bid for presidency.
Well, it's also, I mean, they came from the activist genre, you know.
Exactly.
And I've you know, just looking at it from the outside, I could see where the disconnect could be that here is this well-to-do person,
mm-hmm.
born of a mixed marriage, that, you know, hits. Like the one comedian, I forget which comedian, there used to make a comment there of, you know, he happens to be Black.
Yes.
Is kind of with a Barack, you know.
Okay.
It's, you know, he doesn't mean, you know, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, that may resonate more with the average African American, you know, who's struggling through life and saw people who've done a lot of hard work to get where they're going and are trying to lead people along, and, you know, here's this rich guy who
But you know what's interesting is that if you talk to a majority of young Black African Americans, regardless of their sexuality, between the ages of 25 up to maybe 40, they really can't identify with Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton. They really can't even identify with the whole NAACP era or the civil rights era. It's just not a part of their psyche. So they've been looking for a champion of the Black cause outside of what we traditionally associate with Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
And when you think of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, you associate that with Martin Luther King Jr. and the generation, that age range, let's say 45 or 40 down, they really haven't seen or have a connection to any of the civil rights movement era or icons or head figures. I think once Coretta Scott King passed away, there was really a disconnect for those people and even for myself. But someone to champion Barack Obama, and he's fresh, he's, you know, he's age appropriate. I'm not sure how old he is. Anybody know how old he is? I'm really not sure. But he just actually seems to represent me more than those figures I associate with the civil rights movement. So I'm certainly looking forward to him running and his head-to-head going-ons between he and Hillary Clinton. I think that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I believe in the last couple of weeks to a month, there have been some supposed contention between the two camps as far as different things said or whatever. So I'm hoping that they'll be able to stick to some of the hot topics rather than get into mudslinging.
He's 45.
He's 45. Okay.
Yeah.
So that,
born in Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so I think that'll be quite interesting to see him run and to see what happens with that. I believe Colin Powell was supposed to be the first serious bid runner for that, and I guess he just decided not to. I think a lot of people, he had mass appeal, but he just decided not to. It'll be interesting to see who Barack would consider as a running mate. I would like to see that. I don't know if there's any word out about that.
I think there's still quite a bit in the feeling out stages of this stuff, because I mean there's a lot of being slung about Obama. You know, there's those, you know, Freudian slips there from the conservatives who, you know, Obama and Osama sound so close. You know, suddenly bringing up the fact that, you know, his middle name is Mohammed.
Okay.
In that, but it, you know, it doesn't mention that, and you know that latest thing that came out 2 weeks ago that was it? No, I'm sorry, that was Sharpton, whose ancestors were slaves.
Strong Thurmond.
So I mean, you have a lot of this that's, you know, it's this on the Democratic side. There's this diversity of races going in there, and it's like, you know, you've got Barack Obama, who's Black man running for president that some people don't see really as Black. You've got a Hispanic running for president who looks Hispanic, but his name, Bill Richardson, does not sound
not
Latino
at all.
And you've got Hillary Clinton, who they've been, you know, think she's a reject from the East German team.
No.
She's got a set of brass cojones on her. So
I like Hillary, though. I really do. I like... I just like her. I think she's a stand-up gal. You may not like everything she says or does, but I think she's a stand-up gal.
Well, my thing is, you know, she isn't really... I mean, there's a part of me that goes, you know, she's not really qualified for the presidency. Then again, you know, neither is Barack Obama, and neither was, you know, the current president.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, we don't... Democrats aren't in control of the freeing of the machines. So it's, you know, it's one of these things that it's going to be weird seeing how all this stuff is going to play out, because You know, usually there's the front runner by now.
Exactly.
And everyone's just looking at this going, you know, it's anyone's ball game, and it's anyone who can, you know, it's who screws up first is going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
You know, who makes the loud, high-pitched squealing noise there on the campaign trail like Howard Dean? Or as more and more stuff gets digged into and looked at.
Which I'm pretty sure they're going to do. I'm just thinking there's somebody waiting in the wings with something or with some information about...
Bimbo eruption.
Ah, okay.
That was the Clinton era term. When everything were going good, all of a sudden, Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky popped their head up from someone's lap and said,
hi, I'm here. you're wrong for that. So I'm certainly waiting for all of that to take place. It's kind of sort of like who's Anna Nicole Smith's baby's daddy thing going on. So absolutely interesting to see what will be going on with that. There are some announcements concerning some events coming up in the year. Of course, everyone knows about Houston Splash coming up. I'm not sure about the dates, but Houston Splash is certainly coming up. And so we would certainly like for you to support Houston Splash, which is Black Gay Pride Week here in Houston. I believe that is last weekend in April, first weekend in May, rather. I'm sorry, first weekend in May. So we're certainly looking for a great time there with that. And then there's also Miami Beach Brothers Bash taking place on South Beach in Miami, July 18th through July 20th. And if you'd like, you can certainly go to the website. It's www.miamibeachbrothers, and it's BRUTHAZ.com. And Mr. Ian is doing an absolutely wonderful job with that. Last year it was absolutely wonderful. I got to meet with and take pictures with Flex Dion and Bobby Blake. I didn't get to play with them, which is one of the things I was wanting to do, but it didn't happen. Absolutely wonderful time had by all, and it's certainly going to be an even bigger show this year with the Poetry Slam and Mr. Miami, sort of like a pageantry thing going on, but they're going to do the questions and the talent. So if you go to the website again, www.miamibeachbrothersbrutaz.com, you can get all of that information about the hotel, transportation information. Ian has gotten some really good sponsors to help out with some of the costs this year, so he's putting on a really, really good show. I would like to dedicate this show to a very dear friend of mine, Glenn Paul Turner, who passed away on January the 12th. Glenn was an absolutely wonderful human being, beautiful young man, and I got to know him for approximately about a year before his passing, which hit very hard and sudden. And there is a CD that was compiled and put together for his family in remembrance of him. And all of the songs on the CD actually reflect a portion of his personality. Or there's one song in particular that reminds me of him and the situation, and we'll certainly play that as a dedication to him in a little bit. But other things in the news, I don't know if Chris, if you had heard about the uncle of the 2 and 5 year old little black boys, and the uncle, who is somewhere up towards 20, 25, 26, he let them smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw some of the video where
the youngest was 2.
Well, I mean, I thought the ones that were encouraging the kids to smoke were in their teens.
Were they in their teens? I know they were, okay. It doesn't matter how old they, 17, I think, like 17, yeah. 18. It
doesn't matter. If you're,
it,
you know.
But did you hear his response?
No, I did not.
He said he didn't see the problem. the uncle that's clearly seen on the video, he didn't see the problem because they were going to do it anyway. And what was interesting is there's a website called blackamericaweb.com, and they did not carry the story for quite some time. So I sent them a message asking them, why haven't you carried this story? Because it's national. And they beat around the bush, but actually they just didn't want to carry the story. Because somebody said it made black people look bad.
Yeah.
But you just can't be nilly willy about which stories you'll carry. You have to carry all of them.
Because if you're afraid to show your warts, then how are they going to trust when you're showing the good stuff?
Exactly. So they finally showed something, but by that time, the uncles or the young gentlemen used very loosely in this case, had already been arrested and arraigned and all that stuff. So they were a little late with that. I had a meeting with a group called Brother to Brother, and they were talking about the masculinity, femininity thing again. And I think this is one of those points where these guys think that it's cool, or it's, and a lot of people won't admit it, but they were thinking, oh, it's kind of, it's sad, but it was cute, it was so funny to see that. And it wasn't funny at all to actually see them giving those young children pot to smoke. So hopefully they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And then there's the issue with the Georgia boy, Chris Berrios, kidnapped from in front of his grandmother's trailer. There was a documented sex offender in the trailer park where Christopher mm-hmm. lived at, which was really, really sad. They found his body, I think maybe about 2 days ago now.
Yeah, I remember saying that.
Oh, it's just really ridiculous. And now we have the two little girls in Chicago who are missing, so hopefully they'll be found. And that people are out looking for them. What do you think about the American Idol thing that went on with, what was her name, Barbie?
I don't watch American Idol.
I don't watch American Idol. There was a big uproar about her pictures being seen on the internet. And then Frenchie, who you may not know, she was kicked off. Was that the second season?
Second or third, yeah. She had some risque pictures taken.
Yeah, and so
I think the double standard they used was the fact that Frenchie had the pictures taken and put them up on her own. This barber girl, from what I've heard from the thing, she had pictures taken, but somebody else took them from her and uploaded them.
Okay.
So that was the excuse that was used.
But Frenchie told them about hers.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, it's okay. But I think once they came out, then I was like, oh, she might be. But I think they kind of figured Barbara, she was not going to be the next American Idol. She sounded a mess. And Sanjay, why is he on there?
You know, I watched some of it last year because I was living with my brother and sister-in-law, and she loves the show.
Uh-huh.
And about all I could stand of it was the, the tryouts.
Okay.
And, sitting there going, just going through there going, my God, that town's got a lot of gay men.
Yeah.
And they're all with no talent. But no, it was just watching all the stuff go through it, and it's like, how can these people even go anywhere and think that they are talented enough to sing?
Some they do.
I mean, sometimes there's got to be a reality check.
I think Simon tries to give it to them.
And unfortunately, he has to, some of these people, it takes a 2x4 upside the head to go. Well, then again, it took a lead pipe to the side of Mama Cass's head to get her to sing pretty. At least that's the story.
You're wrong.
No, that's the story.
Not the lead pipe.
No, it was the rumor, or the, take it with a grain of salt, is that she was a horrible singer, and then some pipe, she was either hit on the head with a pipe intentionally or accidentally, and she started singing like the songbird that she became.
Oh. Now, the new controversy now is there was a Latino guy on there, very cute, very nice looking, and he just dropped off, and he was, like, really considered a front runner, and now come to find out he's being sued for sexual harassment.
Yeah, that was a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
He left for personal reasons, and it was basically, allegedly, that he followed a staffer into the bathroom, was peeking through the crack in the bathroom stall, masturbating, and then got into the stall with the guy and was trying to feel him up and continue to masturbate. And shortly after that, he left, and then the intern was dismissed later, and now he's suing the guy and Fox and everyone involved.
It's a bunch of mess. It's too funny. So hopefully he won't. I have trouble believing the story, because the guy says he went into the American Idol contestant's stall to see what he was doing, and he found him masturbating, and he pulled him in with one hand while it's just too much. And he's not a big guy, so I have a hard time believing that. But that's besides the point. When I hear you talk about American Idol, they get on my nerves anyway. But I'm still trying to figure out why Sanjay is on there. The group I was referring to, Brother to Brother, they meet, and they had a meeting this past Sunday, I believe it was. It was a really, really good meeting, and they really picked up where the men's gathering of Houston left off, and so I'm really proud to see them do that, and it's just good to kind of sit back and watch. And some of the questions that they had on there is they were talking about, who are you? And going into this new year and trying to define who we are, it was certainly thought-provoking to try to sit down and come up with what you would tell someone, or what could you say to someone if someone actually asked you, you know, who are you, what are you all about? I mean, so that's the kind of theme that we're going to try to go through for this next year with our guests. Different avenues, different things that we can do that can certainly help us define who we are. Certainly as we get up in age, we certainly want to have that taken care of and have that definition solidified so that we can operate with integrity and build relationships, which I'm still looking for one right now. So if anybody knows of anybody that's available, I'm available. But I think Chris helped me with that. So as soon as we're through here, I think I've found a solution for that. But back to my friend Glenn, there's a song that I would like to dedicate to him on the CD. Do you have that, Chris?
Yeah, which is
It is number 12, which should be entitled His Promise to You, which is what a part of Glenn's attitude or a part of his personality was, that he was so giving and so warm and so wonderful, and he's going to be greatly missed. And this song reminds me of even in his passing, what he would wish and hope for all of his friends and family to know and to understand.
The time all gone to, haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token, too many words are still unspoken. Oh, well, to catch up some other time. Much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, yeah, have to catch up some other time.
Absolutely beautiful song. He reminds me of Donny Hathaway, and I just recently purchased another one of his CDs. I think it's called Truth, Volume 2, so I'm anxiously awaiting to receive that and take a listen to that. This is Black on Black, your host Christopher Evans on KPFT 90.1, the radio station that listens to you. I'm still trying to get in touch with Dion, or Dr. Redman, to see how she's doing, to see if she's actually still here in Houston. I know she was looking to move, and I know some of you are certainly looking to hear from her again, just to get an update on what's been going on with her. But if you did not know, she finally did graduate, and so she is now a doctor of psychology. I think it's a doctor of psychology.
Boy, that would class up our show if something have a doctor on it.
So, and she, and I know she wanted to come back, so I'm certainly have to try to get in touch with her and see if we can get her to come on. One of the points I think I was making before we went to that song break is to focus in on figuring out who we are. That way we can stop confusing people and hurting people if we can define who we are and know who we are. And I think there's some very poignant questions that we would need to address to ourselves. And I think, I don't know how many people, Chris, maybe you, do you ever keep a journal, a personal journal? Or have you ever thought about keeping a personal journal?
I have a live journal.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's something I don't do every day. It's just when stuff, you know, kind of hits me.
Okay.
Then I look back at it, and it's filled with so many down times and sad times.
Okay.
And, you know, the bad part is that, you know, quite often some of the entries that were in there, you know, were, in a way, pot shots or a direct result of somebody who would be reading mine.
Oh, okay.
Sort of thing. So it's something I don't keep up with.
Okay.
But it's something that, you know, I got started into it because I was seeing somebody, and that was their way of communicating.
Okay.
So I got an account so I could see what he was writing.
Uh-huh.
And then shortly after that, there was the breakup, and I used that to vent.
Okay.
You know, to purge, to answer some questions. And
okay.
There are some stuff I've written on there that, you know, I've looked back and I do have good thoughts with.
Okay.
You know, after I processed all of that, you know, I had a posting in there called All I Ever Needed to Learn, I Learned in the Past Year.
Oh.
And it was a bunch of, you know, just little one-line thoughts.
Okay.
That, of stuff that I learned, you know.
Okay.
You know, like the rules of soccer is right, when in doubt, kick it out.
Ah.
You know, listen,
I like
to the,
that.
Listen to the voices in your head.
Unless you're schizophrenic.
There's a second line to it that says,
oh, okay.
But you listen to the voices in your head until they tell you to pick up an axe.
Ah, okay. Well, you covered that.
You know, don't make a permanent spot in your heart for something temporary.
Mm.
You know.
Now, do you think, even after you come up with those, do you think that you apply those throughout the day or throughout the week or throughout the year?
It was just some things. It was kind of coping.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, Ben Franklin's virtues.
Okay.
It was just, you know, coping things to remind me of something. And at that time, I was in therapy, and I had taken a printout of that to my therapist, and she looked at it, and she goes, this is good.
It really is.
And, you know, she asked if she could share it. I said, sure, that's no problem. Because it was just, like I said, it was just these simple little one-liners,
okay,
basically, that just, you know, helped.
Okay.
Help to express it. And some of it was a little bit funny because, you know, that's part of my coping skills.
Uh-huh.
If you've listened to the show any amount of time, you realize that's, you know, I turn to humor, and my humor is a darker humor. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, mine my humor, a lot of people don't get it. There's a lot of sarcasm in it.
Uh-huh.
And
when is your birthday, Chris?
January.
January. Okay. Are you Sagittarius?
No, Capricorn.
Capricorn. Okay.
Just like Jimmy and Jesus. We're all Capricorns.
Oh, goodness. I came up with, for me, seven lessons to learn in life. I can't remember all of them, though. But it's ironic that you said they were, you came up with yours for coping, because mine came through the same thing. I was in a relationship that I thought was secure, and it wasn't about anything. And one of the main points that I've learned in life is never to take people's preferences personal. I think one of the first things that I would do, maybe about 5-7 years ago, is if somebody rejected me, the first question in my mind was, what's wrong with me? And it's not necessarily the case. People have preferences, and you can't take them personal. I mean, you go from trying to dye your hair, cut your hair, lose weight, gain weight, change your color. It's just way too much. And I think that was one of the most important things that I've learned about life and about who I am, is that you can't take people's preferences personal. And there was another one, it's better to be alone than to wish you were alone. And that was told to me by an elderly gentleman named Mr. Bentley. And Mr. Bentley was a patriarch, same gender loving man. And he was absolutely hilarious. And I think that was one of the best pieces of advice I'd ever received, because I was walking around, oh, I have to be in a relationship. I have to be in a relationship. And he was like, no, you don't. You don't have to be in one. And he says, and if you have to be in one, then you're not supposed to be in one, because you're too desperate, and you'll certainly lose yourself. So that was some great advice from him. And now the other five, I really can't remember what the other five were. But I would certainly like to go through that. Would you recommend a personal journal?
It depends on the person, you know.
Okay.
If, you know, for me it was catharsis. It was coping, you know. For some people, you know, they want to use it as a, you know, a daily track of where they've been.
Okay.
And, you know, that's kind of where you have to go with it.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the person, you know, of how you feel. Yeah, I've just pulled mine up here. It wasn't as long as I thought it was. But no, it's all I really needed to know, I learned in 2003. I deserve to be loved.
Mm.
I deserve to be cared for to the same level that I care for them.
Exactly.
Respect is a two-way street, and I deserve it, and I demand it to the same level I give. And never open your heart up so wide that you cover your ears and eyes. Communication is important. Being good at oral isn't just for sex anymore. Rules, rules. Without them, you're just playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your gut instinct, especially when your gut is bigger than your heart and head combined. The proof is in the pudding. If it sits for too long, it separates and needs a serious stirring up to get anything back. When it comes to your heart, don't make the permanent residence temporary so that you can make the temporary guest permanent.
Mm. Chris, that is really good. I like the don't open your heart up so wide where you cover your... I like that.
That's stuff, like I said, stuff that, you know, after going back and looking at it. Soccer players have the correct philosophy. When in doubt, kick it out. I'm a soccer referee for 7 years. Never give away more of yourself than you're willing to lose.
And I've always heard that one.
Life is like going to a Penn and Teller show. When the magic is over, it's time to get out.
Mm.
Always remember that most of the magic you see is just smoke and mirrors, illusions of reality.
That's true.
Writing can be therapeutic. It gives a chance to rant and rage without upsetting the voices in your head. Listen to the voices in your head until they start talking about axes. Every dark cloud has a silver lining.
That's true.
But it will need to dump on you first.
Mm.
Electricity, water, television, telephones, the internet are great inventions with the simplest of mechanics. And when you're done, you just turn it off. Emotions are not as easy.
They're not.
I still deserve to be loved.
I like that, Chris.
And I met something I wrote 3.5 years ago.
And it's still very...
It's saved in one of my memories, okay. Part on.
That is really good. I like that. We were talking about at the brother to brother meeting. We brought up the subject matter about black men complimenting one another on things other than their tangible belongings, such as their car or their house. And a lot of our issues, just amongst African American men, is our inability to compliment one another on how we look physically or how we are emotionally or spiritually. And so we are certainly trying to go forward in the next year of initiating and helping black men, starting with same gender loving or black gay men, learning how to compliment one another, how to validate and encourage one another. And so that's certainly something we want to look into, and maybe bring, someone here to Houston, who specializes in that and try to bring a forum together in order to facilitate that and actually start some type of snowball effect, where we as black men can get together and compliment and encourage one another, instead of tearing each other down, which is not certainly something that's constant all the time, but we certainly want to get to a point where complimenting one another and encouraging and invalidating one another is the norm rather than the exception. In personal growth, I think it's very important that we write down what we're experiencing and what we're going through. And I would like to, if to the people that are listening, if you possibly could get your pen and a piece of paper, and over the course of the next month, ask yourself these questions and then give an honest answer to yourself. And the first question being, I think one of the hardest for people, no matter where you are in life, is who are you? What do you stand for? If your life had to be put on paper, pen to paper, what would be penned about you? And can you honestly reflect on yourself and your thoughts and give an honest answer to yourself? And nobody else ever has to read it. Who are you? It can be one word, two words. It can be an entire essay. But I think it's very important that we actually write that down, who we are, and what are our priorities, what is important to us. And we certainly need to know that on a daily basis, what is important. I think someone made the statement that we are continually majoring in the minors, that we're giving major time and major energy to things that are quite minor. And I know I, for one, have certainly done that. But as I get older and time passes by more quickly, I'm certainly giving more heed to the energy, or what energy I give to the projects and the aspects of my life. And I think that's certainly important that we take a look at that. And it's important to congratulate yourself in the areas that you've graduated in. I know one of the areas that I've graduated in is dating. I think I've gotten to an age where I can meet you on the first date and understand that this is not going to go anywhere. I was talking with a gentleman who our phone conversation was off the chain. He was in D.C. when we started talking. He was introduced by a mutual friend, and we were talking, and the conversation was wonderful. By midweek, we started talking that Friday. By midweek of the following week, I was very anxious to meet him, for him to get back to Houston. And so we met that following Friday, and it was absolutely horrible. Our one-on-one meeting. First of all, he came into my house, and I said, well, would you like for me to give you a tour? And his response was, oh, it looks like any other sissy's house. I was like, okay, I'll let that one slide. So we're sitting on the couch, and we're talking, and he hits me in my face with one of my pillows on my couch. Not once, but twice. He pops me in the face.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, this is what little kids do when they like each other. But you're 40 years old. So we're going to have an issue. So we continued to talk, and he thought the conversation was going wonderful. And the last thing I said to him was, you know, I'll call you. I hadn't called him since, but he called, and so I don't think I'll be talking to him anymore. You just know right off the bat that it's not going to work. And he's a gorgeous guy, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. He kind of reminds me of John B. You remember John B., the prince? He was like a prince protege. He was half Italian and half black.
No.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous, real nice looking. I mean, this guy is too, but his demeanor, he's a little crazy. A little immature, so. But I would certainly encourage everyone to take a look at the question, who are you? And in the next month, answer that. And if you'd like, email me some of those responses to millionaireintraining@yahoo.com. That's millionaireintraining@yahoo.com. And I would certainly be interested in maybe reading some of those on the air. And when we come back next month, I'll certainly read you mine. One of the aspects that I've taken care of is being single. There's this pressure that, I think behind the scenes, subconsciously, people think if you're not in a relationship and you're single, then there must be something wrong with you, that you can't find anybody to pair up with. And I've come to find out that is not correct. And about 2 years ago, when I was on that journey of wanting to be in a relationship and figuring out that I didn't have to be in one, this came to me. It says, you are whole and complete as a single, black, same gender loving individual. There is nothing that you lack. You are single by choice and will only change that at its appointed time. My time and energy are used to leave a legacy that speaks of a fulfilled life with love, laughter, compassion, and wisdom. I am all that I am without addition, subtraction, or division. I am perfect in my pursuit of a life as a single person. I have all of the love, gratification, and happiness I want by myself. So that I continually try to make a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was supposed to have a guest tonight. His name was Kevin. Kevin is an absolutely wonderful artist who has beautiful, absolutely beautiful work in acrylic. He has one piece that I'm certainly trying to get from him. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. And it's called His Mosaic Heart. And it's an absolutely beautiful piece. It looks like a mosaic of tiles, but it's actually a painting, and the piece speaks volumes to me. But Kevin wasn't able to make it, and so there's one other song that I'd like to send out to Kevin on this early morning, and I hope he's listening and that he's able to hear this song for him. So whatever the case may be, or whatever's going on, Kevin, I'd like to dedicate this song to you. And it is the last song on the CD, Chris, number 13, entitled Count It All Joy. was Tara Lynn Ramsey, and that's from a compilation disc entitled Glenn Paul Turner, Life...
Legacy and Song.
Thank you. I made the CD, and I can't think of the name of it. But again, that goes out to Kevin. It's certainly been wonderful being in the studio with Jimmy and Chris again. Absolutely wonderful. And Jimmy is so cute. I love him in pink.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful family. I'm going to read something for you before we exit from Ebony Power Thoughts. And this is a quote from Nat King Cole. It says, all of us get the message sooner or later. If you get it before it's too late or before you're too old, you'll pull through. All right. And so this year, again, going back to our theme for this year is, who are we? What legacy will you leave for people here behind? What force or what value will they have after your physical person is gone? And I think it's certainly important that we address that and make sure that people are left better off for knowing us, and that the only thing that we bring into people's lives is something positive and wonderful. Another one is, love is the most durable power in the world. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. And again, this is from Ebony Power Thoughts. And so I certainly want to leave you with that. It's been absolutely wonderful. And again, take pen to paper and define who you are. Email me that. Again, it's millionaireintraining@yahoo.com. millionaireintrng@yahoo.com. And I would certainly like to read some of those, and I will certainly do the same and then give you that information, and then we'll continue this throughout the year. And hopefully by the end of the year, we will at least have a foundation of who we are. So when we talk to people, when we communicate with people, when we come into contact with people, we won't confuse them with our confusion. We will certainly at least know who we are, and maybe start forging authentic, true relationships with other people and even with ourselves. So again, thank you for joining me, Christopher Evans, on Black on KPFT 90.1, the radio station that listens to you. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience as always. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're
always a lifesaver. Jimmy, you're supreme. You just reign supreme.
He ain't no Diana Ross.
He's no Diana Ross. Did you see her on American Idol?
No.
She sounded a mess. No, I'm just joking. I guess she was okay. She's getting up there in age. I think the song was More Today Than Yesterday or some crap like that from her new album. She will be touring. So all of you old Diana Ross fans, certainly look forward to her coming through, her and her hair.
I'm glad you added that.
And that's the only reason why Sanjay stays on American Idol. I think people are confusing him with her. Because he sounds a lot like her. Or I thought she thought he was Michael Jackson, because she was like, he's pure love. Yeah, he sure is pure. Yeah, he's pure love. All right. Did you see him doing? Oh, you don't watch it, Chris.
I don't watch it.
He was doing the hula thing. I guess he's from Hawaii or was in Hawaii, but it was a mess. I don't know why I went off on that tangent. Please excuse me. I thought I was being so deep with the last quote, and now we're here talking about American Idol again. It's sick. It's taking over.
It sucks you in and not in a good way.
So, but again, thank you for joining me on KPFT 90.1. Again, it's been wonderful, and we are out of here, Chris.
Welcome to the colored section. Welcome to the Negro League. Sign your name on the blacklist and know this. It's American history. See what it is to be blackmailed. See a real life conspiracy. Ooh. Sign your name on a blacklist and know this. It's American history.
It used to be. You know, coming up here, we've talked about it once or twice. Coming up on Good Friday.
here in Houston at Club Dignity Bar and Grill, wherever the hell that is.
128 Scott Street.
Well, 7, other side of the street.
Okay, 127.
18 and up, you can get in and see the Homo Revolution Tour, which is coming to Houston. Lining up here in Houston is going to be Dead Lee, Johnny Dangerous, Tori Fix, mm-hmm. Felony, Q Boy, Ms. Fontaine. Second performer of the night is going to be Big Nug, who you've heard us play La Revolution here on the show. I believe opening the set here in Houston is JFP,
mm-hmm.
and also will be Fox Giselle. Starts at 9 p.m. on April the 6th here in Houston.
It's queer R&B and hip-hop.
Queer R&B, hip-hop, and I am going to give a little bit of a tease. If you go to their website, it's called homorevolution.com. They have got a podcast.
Oh, really?
A 6-minute podcast to let you know of the show. And since we're not set up for that, they also have something on YouTube.
Hey, hey.
So, before Viacom tries to sue us for it, let's see if this is going to work from YouTube. We're going to watch the video. You can go there and see the video. You'll get to hear it. This is De La Cruz, who's at some of the other events.
And tonight we're in Long Beach in Lincoln Max. And this is a fundraiser for the Homo Revolution Tour. Trying to get funds because we're taking this whole homo rap thing on tour.
I look to the right, it's a rumble of thunder, flash of light. These bitch getting out of reach for sight. Slam my spits on the dance floor and yell out the mic. Hip hop is, hip hop is, hip hop is dead, dead. Hip hop is, hip hop is, hip hop is dead, dead. Hip hop is, hip hop is, hip hop is dead. Hip hop is, hip hop is, hip hop is dead. Woo!
Yeah, pretty good.
We go more.
that is from homorevolution.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give a shout-out to Third Rail Media, who's the one who put together that little montage. Like I said, it's a video you can find on YouTube. You can download a podcast at homorevolution.com. And they're going to be here on Good Friday, April the 7th. 6th. April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The first Friday in April. They're going to be here at Club Dignity Bar and Grill, 127 Scott Street, 18 and up, starting at 9 p.m.
Sounds good.
And we're going to get a little bit more of their music in here. Where did I know I put... Yeah, that's right. I stuck Tori over here.
Yeah.
Usually you play Marry Me.
Yeah. You want to play something else?
Yeah, let's try something different. Let's try Shake It Down.
Okay.
Let's do a Shake It Down. I'm going to see if I can pull out a little bit of Big Nug, because Big Nug is the reason that I know about this tour.
Yes.
I'm going to scare Christopher here. I found out about this from his personal ad. He uploaded one of his music videos to his personal ad.
I see.
And I found it and communicated with him and said, you know, I'd like to help promote some of this stuff.
Sure.
Here in Houston. So I'm going to pull up the other song that Big Nug sent us.
Okay.
We've been playing La Revolution. I'm going to play his one that's his openly bear song.
Oh.
That's E-A-R.
Yes, yeah. I know.
So let's go to Tori Fix while I find this on the net.
Everybody on the dance floor, tell me what you came here for. From the back to the front door, wave your hand if you want more. Everybody on the dance floor, tell me what you came here for. From the back to the front door, say yeah if you want more. It's little daddy and I play to win. Everybody says he done done it again. Another little jam, oh yes it's a sin. The look on your face is you don't comprehend what I'm looking. Physically, the stereotypes you done placed on me. And the people just like me you can't see. Our brother can be oh so funky. And I suggest you put your ignorance to rest. Let these lessons manifest all up in your spirit. Can I get a witness? You say I'm blessed. Sent to fulfill one request. Bring some light into the darkness. Nothing more and nothing less. Can we start the party? Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Wave your hand if you got more. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Say yeah if you got more. Now who I be? E to the O to the R-I-E. The funkiest man to 003. And if you need a fix, then won't you call me? And I can be whatever you want me to be. You'll see. Let this music set you free. And let me share with you what the universe shared with me. Oh please. And I suggest you put your ignorance to rest. Let these lessons manifest all up in your spirit. Can I get a witness? You see I'm blessed. Sent to fulfill one request. Bring some light into the darkness. Nothing more and nothing less. Can we start the party? Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Wave your hand if you got more. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Say yeah if you got more. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Wave your hand if you got more. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor, shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door, shake it down. Say yeah. Now break it down. Drummer, drummer. Play that thing. Yeah. Everybody on the dance floor. Shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door. Shake it down. With your hand if you want. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor. Shake it down. Tell me what you came here for. Just shake it down. From the back to the front door. Shake it down. Say yeah if you want more. Just shake it down. Everybody on the dance floor. Shake it down.
In mind. Hand clap, fingers tapping, then switches behind. Eyebrows tuck like what the fine. Duck a bass queen, rolling his eyes. All he talks.
boxes of fuck-faced lies. Got the BS girls hating our vibes. He ain't really straight, he's completely a perch. The same old game is late indeed. Since you're all out, every man gotta be. But no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. Not your average fantasy. So don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average fantasy. So don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Closeted fools up in the old Navy. If I was a frat boy, you'd probably lose me. Quick to yell homo so very loudly. Quick to go down, but oh, not around me. Known for having girlfriends to make them look straight. Creeping in their friends room, no one's awake. Down to meet a straight, I can sit out the gate. Refer to just a hangout, don't you call it a day. Stiffen up tight in any setting with days. Pretend like they ain't one of them, like they can't relate. Women try to change all the subject you raise. Only into sports, not fashion or play. Guys like you think your shh never done. Call me every name in the book, think I'm a punk. Grab a six pack out the back of your trunk. Licking on your board, excuse I was drunk. Not your average fantasy. So don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average fantasy. Don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Raggedy assholes, singers got nerve. Quick to pop slick as if you could subscribe. Back in the day, them things I heard. Now you're trying to diss like I'm kicked to the curb. Stand against the wall, crusty look on your face. Keep rolling them out, now I'ma slap the taste. You best to back up, it's about to get messy. Now I'm forced to let you know why they call me dangerous. They fat, you're bald, breath smells like common milk. Your ass a washed tanner, it's tapered at the bottom. Your teeth still yellow, wax all up in your ear. I feel nothing but God, and all your crusty ass queers. Sorry to bring all that side, but I had to. You idiotic mom got me so damn mad at you. I'm you, so what? I'm not about vanity. The way that you live is straight up insanity. I understand the whole philosophy. Your case, boo, it just wasn't worth it. Why can't we as people just be happy with who we are instead of judging others by cash and cars? Survival of the fittest. Chatty Cathy's versus closet. Cases and drag queens. And y'all who done lost it. So take it from me. Don't live artificially. I ain't your average queen. And I don't ever tend it. Not your average, you see. Ballroom boys. Work that. Preppy boy cuties. Work that shit. Hard rock thugs. Work that, down low brothers. Work that shit. Pretty face queers. Work that, a rough leather daddies. Work that shit. Big bad boys. Work that, jock boy studs. Work that shit. Cat boy sissies. Work that, drag queen divas. Work that shit. Stud girl bullies. Work that, lipstick lizzies. Work that shit. Downtown trannies. Work that, sugar daddy daddies. Work that, East Coast homo. Work that, West Coast homo. Work that shit. Midwest homo. Work that, down south homo. Work that, all my family. Work that, sh. So don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average f***ing see. So don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously.
Tight beard, big chest, oh yes, I must confess. These men, they drive me wild, no longer in denial. We all love who we must love, no one should be put on trial. Protest me when all we want is our partner's love in hand. While you are dropping bombs in someone else's foreign land. I want to live in peace, I want to spread some love. So here we go and grab a piece of what I got in store. And everyone is dancing, and everyone is rude. About
Take a look at all the earth sign I have on my side. I like their bellies round and I like them hard like a rock. Hey, matter of fact, that's the same way that I like my cock. Oops, I had to say it, we all know that it is true. The meat is pretty worthless if it is a losing truth. So just take a Viagra, yo, and give me one too. And get a box of Magnum plus get plenty of that lube. Cause all the guys in here, they're fine and they all looking hot. They make me want to take them home and then I'll make them mine. There must be something in this drink cause I am way turned on. Or maybe it's the crowd cause they're all fine and it is on. And everyone is dancing, and everyone is moving, and everyone is shaking, living on this love and moving. We are the bigger fellas, and we will shake our ass. Come over here, big daddy, let me get some peace and rest. And everyone is dancing, and everyone is moving, and everyone is shaking, living on this love and moving. We are the bigger fellas, and we will shake our ass. Come over here, big daddy, let me get some peace and rest.
Big Nug with Sweat is Bear Pride rap. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hip hop, but when I listen to this and his other song La Revolution, it just, you know, I've got this fat white boy there's toe tapping. And before that was Johnny Dangerous with the song, not that one. I keep forgetting. It's the other CD because I was playing that one off the computer. Johnny Dangerous, Not Your Average. And before that was Tori Fix with Shake It Down. And they're all part of the Homo Revolution Tour coming here to Houston. Tickets are cheap. It's 18 and up over at Club Dignity Bar and Grill. And it'll give you a chance to see some of the artists you don't get to hear much. You're only going to hear it here in Houston on KPFT. And some of these songs, you're only going to have a chance to hear them here on After Hours. Jimmy's going to have to, JD would have to do a lot of chopping on those. But I do know he is playing some of those on his. If you want to hear some of the songs on Big Nug, you can go to his MySpace.com and check out Big Nug. That's B-I-G-G-N-U-G-G. He's got one little picture there. He's got another. Oh, I might even click on that that link. Oh. Yeah, you got to log in to see pictures on there. But, yeah. So. Big Nug.
Ooh.
Yeah, I still haven't looked at the video of his there.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? It's not Big Nug. I'm going to go to this other site there to show you the pictures. Oh, it's right. It's not. I hate when I don't remember things. I hang around Jimmy too much.
Mm-hmm. You're getting old beyond your years, dear.
I came out old. I think I had a walker when I came out of the womb. What, was that wrong of me to say that?
No.
Not that page. Inbox. Bear Buddy 007. Here, this will give Christopher a treat. You've already seen that, Jimmy.
Oh.
Well, here's a new picture with a dog in his lap.
What?
Oh, wait. That picture a little further. Here's that Big Nug.
Hot.
Just needs a couple of staples in there for that centerfold pose. Yeah. This apparently he went for the Burt Reynolds Cosmopolitan picture, but the dog moved. Unfortunately, so did the camera, so we don't. I'm going to see if I can get a.
Ooh.
Wasn't sure where that picture was going to stop. See if I can borrow a press kit so I can maybe try and interview some of these guys. Was Q-Boy coming here to Houston? Little British white boy. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. as we're staring at pictures of the artists that we play on the show.
Yes. Big guy. Big guy.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why they call him Big Nug, huh?
On here, he's Bear Buddy.
Is he now?
6 foot.
Oh.
Mm.
210.
Mm.
Goatee. Role is active.
That's good to know.
That's a nice way of saying top.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
What?
He has the M word in his monogamous.
Oh, monogamous. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. But it says, you know, he's monogamously partnered, but it doesn't mean he can't flirt. Video. Yeah, it was just music videos, not the.
No.
Hey, I can be a perv. Like I said, I found out about this thing checking out his personal ad, you know, where.
You can be a perv?
Are you.
I've been known to be pervish. I've been known to be rude. I mean, I ran into someone today that I haven't seen in several years.
Mm hmm.
I thought he. And the first words out of my mouth, hand to God, was, "You're still alive?"
Wow. Tacky.
Well, if you put it into the reference of how I know him, yes, in his profession, life expectancy is not.
Oh.
Is not high on the list.
No.
Let's just say he was a former working boy.
Gotcha.
So. But he was on the job and we couldn't talk long.
No.
You know,
gotcha. Yeah.
I would owe the John something then.
Yes.
Here's a coupon. Oh. like I said, you know, I'm going to, you know, I've started considering my first tattoo to be absolutely legitimate to everyone. It's going to be a rainbow-colored 666. So, you know, I'm queer and evil.
Gotcha.
And Chris, we're just going, I can't believe
it. Are you still looking for his,
Is what? No, I'm clearing the memory on this of where I've been.
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I learned nothing from Richard Nixon, it was erase the evidence.
Yeah, there you go. Erase those tapes.
And fortunately, I don't have to get in that weird position. We had a letter.
Did we now?
We got a letter.
From Tigger.
From Tigger.
We haven't heard from Tigger in several weeks.
Well, Tigger's going to have a little difficulty talking to us here for this month. He's on restriction.
Oh, what does that mean? Was he bad?
He forgot to shave one morning.
Yeah, and?
And he doesn't have to shave every day, and he forgot that it was need to shave day. So he started to go to dinner, and a guard called him, and, you know.
They have to shave?
Apparently, you know. And because he didn't do it immediately, he was written up for refusing to shave.
Oh, brother.
He's on restriction for 30 days.
And what does restriction mean?
I'm not sure. The bad part is that it means he'll be on restriction on his birthday, which is Sunday.
Sunday, like today?
Yes, as in right now.
Wow. Happy birthday, Tigger.
And here's the thing. With the restriction and all that, he says the bad part is because he's on restriction, he can't send stamps.
Oh. Oh, okay.
To make his donation.
Yes.
That you other people out there don't. Those of you who are listening, considering the fact that we're not broadcasting in Houston and the only phone call we got saying, hey, are you guys on the air?
No, we had several. No,
just for the next show.
A few minutes ago.
Okay. He says, thanks to the advocate, he learned that his favorite American composer, whose birthday I learned was on March 9th, was gay.
Who?
Doesn't say. His life partner died recently and they made the transitions page. So I don't know where that, who that was.
March the 9th. I'll go look that up.
But I read through some of this, and I'm going to read a good portion of it.
Good.
Here, of this next part on here. It has to do with some of the controversy that's been going around here a lot, thanks to Isaiah Washington and Ann Coulter. They'd make a lovely couple if they could figure out what hate group to join. I mean, he's not Googling one of the ropes, and, you know, she's just a bitch. I also saw where faggot is the new F word.
Yeah.
Everyone's going off about it and slamming people who use it. Maybe they're right, too, but I'm not sure about that. I've been called faggot for nearly a quarter of a century, directly referring to my orientation. And I've heard the name being used first before that as an insult when I didn't know what it meant. I doubt my fellow grade schoolers did either. But we used it like sissy, and yes, I did it too, and that's not good. I've been called faggot out of hate, for example. It's the only word that I hear before some redneck. Is that a slur like faggot? Threw a beer bottle at from a moving pickup truck and hit me in the head Ooh. As I walked down the street.
Ouch.
That's scary and evil. But maybe I'm being as bad by assuming that every bigot in a pickup truck is a redneck, or using a term that begins to describe honest, hardworking farmers like my grandfather as an insult. Nah. But I've also been called a faggot in other ways, such as when my best girlfriend pretended to be upset about something and would say faggot, to which I would quickly reply, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And if fag is only a condensed faggot and not just as bad, nearly every gay, bi, and straight friend I've ever had has used it, and often. Do we really need to police the word? Maybe. I don't pretend to know better than anyone else, but it seems to me that it's the usage, or rather the attitude and sentiment behind the usage, that matters more than the word. I almost never hear faggot or fag in here. That's right. In prison, those terms are rarely used.
Really?
In here, it's punk.
Punk, yes.
And that bothers me much more than the other. I guess it's because I've accepted this one, and I feel insulted by the other. I'm not gay. I'm bi. And if someone calls me gay, I point that out. But if someone calls me a fag or a faggot, I'm like, yeah, and your point is what? I'm a fag. Big deal, honey. I ain't hiding from anyone. I have a lesbian friend who's proud to be a dyke and won't let you call her anything else. I won't go for that. I won't go that for with, but I'm proud to be a fag, and I'm not a punk. And I wouldn't call any of my friends punks either. It may even be silly, but to me there's a difference. I just can't explain what it is. Why is it one generation proud to be queer, while another is hurt badly by the term? Anyone in the NAACP would be insulted and or offended to be referred to as colored, but yet, what does the C stand for? One group's painful insult becomes another group's point of pride when reclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
And one group's exactly. point of reclaimed pride, such as queer, is ousted for another, like gay, which in itself is being used a lot as a general purpose insultation, place of stupid and such. That show so gay, etc. The words change, the meanings and uses and or users change. Reclaim one? Ban one? There'll be at least one other new one or resurrected one, old one, to take its place. The Hydra Beast of Hate.
That is so true. That is so true. We can reclaim faggot, we can reclaim queer, but the general population will make up a new one, a new slur.
Okay. Oh, it actually does go on. I'm sorry. I thought I'd change the thoughts here. Tonight I watched The Amazing Race on CBS. There are two teams made up of gay partnerships, although somehow after the first episode, Oswald and Danny became simply best friends.
Oh.
These couples are effeminate and don't hide moments of sensitivity, and I guess the term is effeminations? One man putting a flower in his hair, for example. I sat surrounded by groans, horrible comments, and sounds of disgust and statements such as, how sick is that effing crap? See, he knows the rules. He actually said effing.
Effing. FCCing. That would work for me.
It shouldn't be on, TV. After a kiss on how disgusting it was that the couple would be doing with a bonus trip, one pair won. Even though I spoke up and retaliated by clapping for everything that brought an outburst from the others, the hate and bigotry continued to be spewed on. I never heard the word faggot once. No term these guys will be okay. A homosexual from their month is drenched in hate. Mouth is drenched in hate and purely slur. To try and express without hate, even with a tinge of ignorance, I don't care that Tigger is a fag, he's a good dude, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And few terms remain hateful and hurtful. Not where punk. My opinion? Let's leave the F word. What it always was, so I can be clear when I say that we need to change the effing attitudes. Once we do, the language problem of word choice will work itself out. We don't, and the haters still use the word, and another becomes tarnished and ugly in its place. So come on, political correctness is so gay after all. Okay, I'm climbing off my box and shutting up. I hope I haven't offended anyone who feels strongly that stopping the usage is the first step to stopping the hate. Treat the sickness to cure the symptoms, or treat the symptoms to beat the sickness. AIDS, treating symptoms isn't going to cut it. Herpes, you have to treat the symptoms first, I think. This, who can say for sure? My opinion is obviously treat the hate itself more than how it's expressed. Maybe one day in the not-so-distant future I'll be able to hear this show again, and he'll send the stamps soon. Take care and be blessed. TGFN Tigger.
Well, thing of it is, even with AIDS and herpes, they can't treat the illness. They can only treat the symptoms, as a matter of fact. And that doesn't take care of the problem. And just as he's saying, even if you keep the word faggot, or if you ban it and another word pops up, it's still the same thing until you treat the underlying problem, which is hate.
Yeah. And there are, you
hate
know.
And fear.
Yeah.
As you find out, people fear what they don't know. So many people deride gay people, same-sex loving people, because they feel they don't know any, and it's this unknown quantity. But amazingly, as soon as they realize that someone they know well is gay or lesbian, all of a sudden the whole attitude changes. I've seen it time and time again. It's the most amazing thing. That's, I think, the purpose of everybody coming out.
Yeah, and it's you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but yes, it is the first step.
Yeah,
that when you feel comfortable enough that you can look at someone and say faggot, it's not that far away from you saying the word faggot and punctuating it with a fist. Mm-hmm. It's not that far from saying faggot and punctuating it with a knife,
mm-hmm.
or a board, or a bullet. But we have a certain point. We have a certain way of freedom of speech is extended to the tip of my nose. is how they describe it. From what I understand, is how they describe it in law school.
Mm-hmm.
Your freedom of speech extends to the tip of my nose.
Yeah.
And you never know if the word is going to be used in hate or in offense. And some of these words have so many different meanings, you know. You know, the gay divorcee, that movie back in the 60s,
just happened to feature a gay man.
Excuse me, it was the 40s.
40s, I'm sorry. I wasn't around for either one of them.
20 years ago, at the National March on Washington for GLBT rights.
Good goddess, has it been that
the
long?
The co-hosts of that event opened it up with the male saying, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a faggot. And the female saying, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a dyke. Just saying that brought the house down, because there were so many people against them for doing that. How can you call yourself a faggot? But that was the beginning of reclaiming those words.
Yeah. Look at what we did with the Pink Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That mark of shame in Europe of the 30s and 40s that's been reclaimed and inverted to show our power.
Absolutely.
To show our strength.
Yes. So much so that it's used on Holocaust memorials.
Yeah, that you can, I mean, that tribute of it there, and people are claiming that you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and words, like I said, you know, have different meanings. I've always made the joke, the comment that, you know, my grandfather used to eat faggots.
Okay, I'll bite.
Nah, you probably wouldn't. It doesn't taste good. It's basically a liver meatball that's steamed in beer.
Really?
Ew.
Actually, it sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that's one of the terms. It's an actual food product.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's also, you know, it's a bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Mm. David. Someone's ringing. But now it's, you know, words, they're powerful. You know.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you have to look at how some of them are applied. And especially when you hear some of the stuff, you know, if, you know, I would have, it's kind of good with Christopher still in the background on this, I wonder what would have happened if, you know, the tables would have been turned around and mixed around on the set of Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
And what if somebody went up and said, I'm not your little N,
mm-hmm.
and dropped an N-bomb on that. And, you know, would Isaiah Washington just sat there and, you know, expect to take something like that?
Mm-mm.
And that's...
Would we expect him to?
No. The difference is, if somebody would have dropped that, their ass would have been out the door.
Immediately.
And now they're kind of, you know, they've been pussyfooting around.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it as an opportunity of education.
Well, so he went into a 2-week rehab.
Not for him.
Well, but no, but the fact... No, but
I mean, for America.
But, you know, it was no, you know... We were too busy covering the fact that Anna Nicole died to really get into a discussion of what happened here. That that here is, you know...
news was happening, here was this other issue which has some relevance to even today's world, obviously, because we're talking about... Yeah. Here we are talking about
sure.
it. In the meantime... To hell with Anna Nicole.
Shh, that's my skit next week.
I mean,
the fact is that, you know, we can, in a way, you can understand when you're in a playground setting, in elementary school, in junior high, maybe even in high school, you can understand two people get into a fight and saying the comment, you know, I'm not your little faggot.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about grown professional men.
Yeah.
We're talking about movie and television stars who know that anything they say
outside of the context of what's in that binder script they're given is news fodder.
Mm-hmm. That's where the education comes in. It's telling America it's not okay to use that word.
This is what...
In that meaning. I've heard the word faggot now for years and years and years, and I can't remember the last time I heard it directed toward me in hate.
Yeah.
I've heard it, you know, from friends, good friends, gay and straight.
But see, there's been no... I mean, there's...
But not in a negative way.
Yeah. I mean, he came out, he issued an apology, then he went into the Oscars and said, faggot again, went into rehab for 2 weeks. Hi, my name is Isaiah. I use the word faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Isaiah. And that's it.
Now he's hired a publicist that won't let him talk.
He's now, yeah, but openly gay, you say?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, but here's the one thing: is this? You know, I was, you know, I've on my Yahoo account, it comes up and gives you a little news blurbs, and I have it set up for entertainment. And so, like last week, there was this thing saying Grey's Anatomy star makes a donation. So I thought, oh. He's writing a check to try and cover it. So I clicked on the article, and it was Isaiah Washington was writing a check, but it had nothing to do with him making this comment. It was to help do some genealogical research.
Okay.
In some country. So it's like, you know, let's put this out and make him look good.
Was he hoping to find a homosexual in his family tree?
I'm sure there's plenty.
There better be.
But no, it's...
Somebody's got to make up for that fool.
You know, it's one of those things of you know, just the weird stuff you see on that where the words, you know, do hurt. I have an update.
And that's the... Yeah, I don't know how much of this I missed because, you know...
Hold on, get closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
But,
please.
Okay, hold on.
What I find amazing, though, is that the NBA took such drastic action against Tim Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was swift. And
it really was.
Yeah.
And I would have expected that from Grey's Anatomy's producers to get rid of Isaiah Washington. Mm-hmm. But for the NBA to come out and say, we will not tolerate that, and to ban Tim Hardaway.
I was shocked.
I was absolutely shocked that they took that stand. And then when they talked to some of the even more prominent players, Shaquille O'Neal, Rudy, what's his last name?
I forget. But I know what you mean.
Basketball coach, they were all like, you know what, it doesn't matter if they're gay or not, that's not my problem as long as they can play ball.
Yeah,
and
Rudy
I was so proud of the NBA to get rid of, you have to leave Las Vegas now.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely wonderful.
I bet the Women's Basketball League probably helped to promote that, because without lesbians,
there wouldn't be
a league. Let's face it.
There wouldn't be a league. There wouldn't be half the team.
That's right. And there is shown a lot of tolerance there. And I think the NBA is no different. They recognize that they've got a lot of gay supporters out there.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I mean, and they realize that, and they're scared about it, because you've noticed the shorts have gotten longer and longer.
No, that's not what I mean.
New jerseys that, you know, you can't see if they shave their pits anymore.
That started years ago.
And the WNBA, I mean, they've got so much lesbian influence, I am surprised there's not a team out there that has flannel.
No, I'm serious about
it. The Minnesota Lady Jacks.
You know,
Chris, you are hopeless.
Yes, I am.
We're hopeless.
But no, I mean, that was a good point. Is that, you know, the NBA said, you know, that you crossed the line here.
It's like, this is no longer cool. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that they really want any openly gay members.
No.
But
unless, of course, they're retired, in which case it's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
We have an update on a story we covered some time ago.
Okay.
Three men accused of operating what police described as a sadomasochist dungeon.
What?
That included castrations.
Ooh.
Have been sentenced to jail time.
Ooh.
Richard Peter, Master Rick Sakara, his partner of 20 years, Michael Mendez, and the man they called their slave, Danny Carroll Reeves, pleaded guilty to felony castration and maiming.
Well, because, only because, castration is a medical procedure that is supposed to be done in a doctor's office.
And in North Carolina, they still have a no castration law on the books.
Really? Unless,
of course, you happen to be a bull.
Who knew that?
That's part of what they were got under, was not just the medical part. Actually, they dropped the charges of practicing medicine without a license. But there is a law in the books that thou shalt not denut somebody. And these guys did. Superior Court Judge Dennis Winner said it was difficult to call the dungeon's willing patients victims, but he said six castrations performed were certainly a crime. In the plea bargain, Sakara, the master Rick, was sentenced to a year in prison, though he's served all but 2 weeks of that time already.
Oh.
Reeves was sentenced to 8 months in prison, and Mendez received 4 months. Reeves and Mendez have already served their sentences and will enter 4 and 2 months of house arrest, respectively, and 3 years of supervised probation.
Well, if they served their time, why do they need probation?
Probably, you know, make sure they don't go to the Nutcracker Suite. In exchange for the police, the state dropped charges of misdemeanor practicing license without a license.
So it has nothing to do with any of the S&M stuff. It only has to do with the castration thing.
Prosecutors said the man ran a sadomasochistic, quote-unquote, dungeon fashioned from an enclosed carport in 2004-2005 at a house in a quiet neighborhood near Waynesville in western North Carolina. Six men, some as far away as South America, came to the home for castration, while others went seeking other types of body modification surgery, prosecutors said.
A quiet home?
I don't think it was too quiet during the procedure.
It couldn't possibly have been all that quiet.
If one of them had a medical degree, it would have been okay?
No, because it was still castration.
Oh, and that's the part that's illegal in that state.
Yeah.
Who knew?
The more you know. Sakara worked as a physician's assistant at the VA Medical Center in Topeka, Kansas, back from 76 to 99. Well, maybe he ought to go to Walter Reed and denut some of those people.
Whoa!
Hello.
He went there.
Oh, please, if the FBI ain't checking my emails out, you know,
the difference being is that the people who went to him wanted this procedure done for I can't imagine what reason.
Eunuchism? You know, they wanted to experience the life of the eunuch.
Deep psychosis?
Yeah, but you know, it's a lifelong commitment. That's right.
Well,
yes, there are some things you can't go back on.
This is not playtime here.
Yes, but look at it this way. If these were gay men, the testes are only responsible, because they've reached maturity, for the sperm. Mm. The majority of the majority of fluid is in the prostate.
That's right.
So they could still ejaculate. They can still get someone gooey.
Yes.
They just are shooting blanks.
Okay.
So
thank you very much.
It's not like they're, you know.
There are other procedures.
If they change back to the other side, you know, at least they're not going to
knock someone up. There are other procedures that men do. Mm.
Thank you. I'll keep
on
all
purpose
my parts.
That are worse, actually.
Yeah.
What about the splitting the penis down the...
Have you heard
of that? Yes, I don't know
I have a hard
why.
Enough time with it just being pierced, you know? That's, you know...
The closest thing to body alteration I've ever wanted is to have the pierced ear... is to have pointed ears. I've always wanted to have my ears pointed. That's it. Nobody's touching nothing below my belt line.
Okay.
Freaks.
Well, you know, as long as they got a needle in their hand, then definitely not. But yeah.
I gotta play some PSAs, don't I? I mean, a program. We're coming up close to the end of the show.
Are we now?
Oh yeah.
Well,
very close.
Of course we are. here we are.
Dangerously close.
Because Messerschmitt is waiting in the wings here.
And if you've been lucky enough to listen to us, congratulations. You're one of the few, the proud. You've actually got to hear us.
And you must be in Galveston or on the web.
Yeah. Did we let you know about that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called.
We're
yeah.
intermittent.
Yeah.
So what else I got to plug? Oh, the liner advisor. So, this is After Hours. If you want to get in touch with us, it's afterhours@kpft.org. Snail mail is 419 Lovett Boulevard, L-O-V-E-T-T.
Love, T-T.
Houston, Texas, 77006. Not just a zip code.
But a lifestyle. Life. It used to be a lifestyle, but I realized that... It's not just style. I mean, I live this.
And we appreciate pictures from Cosmopolitan
Magazine. Oh, we certainly do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tigger.
Lovely.
I'll be taking these into work and laminating them for use at the show.
I see.
And now, your PSA.
March 22nd is World Water Day, a day when international attention is focused on the scarcity of clean, safe drinking water worldwide. On Thursday, March 22nd, the River Oaks Theater on West Gray will be hosting Films for Water from 7 to 9 p.m. Then on Saturday, March 24th at 10 a.m., we will walk for water at the Waterfront Park downtown at Bagby and Sabine. All World Water Day events are free to attend, but you may register online to secure a ticket. You can also create a Water Advocates webpage of your own to invite friends and family to celebrate World Water Day in Houston. Visit worldwaterday.net for more information. You're listening to KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.